It's not often that the opening bars of a 1980s pop song remind you of someone that you've never even met. But then, it's not often that you come across someone as wonderful as Richard Marsland. Richard Marsland was a comedian, writer, actor, and panel operator. He wrote for Rove Live and was a part of a cult radio program called Get This. The comedy show, aired on Triple M, was cancelled after 2 years on the air, despite it being the most popular show on the station. The cancellation inspired hundreds of ordinary Australians to protest outside of the Oz Stereo offices in Melbourne. One man loved the show and Richard so much that he wrote a song about him that was aired on Get This.
Wake up in the afternoon. See the time and it's almost two. It's time to hear Tony Martin, Ed Cavalli, and you. Your golden button touch makes my knees weak, go so much. The finger bus is coming, one passenger, it's you.
Fans of Richard followed him as he took a job working the panel for Triple M's new breakfast show with Peter Hellyer and Miff Warhurst. He worked on the show through 2008 as his star continued to shine in the comedy world.
But it might possibly take quite a while. His name is Richard Marsland. His name is Richard Marsland, big in Netherlands. His name is Richard Marsland.
But it was an unusually cold Melbourne morning on the 6th of December 2008 when the news broke.
Triple M radio star Richard Marsland has died in Melbourne. The 32-year-old who co-hosted a morning radio show with Pete Hellyer and Miff Warhurst was found dead yesterday morning. His career began in Adelaide, working on radio and a television variety show. He moved to Melbourne to pursue opportunities with Oz Stereo and was part of Triple M's Get This show with Tony Martin, as well as a writer for numerous TV shows, including Rove Live. Police say his death was not suspicious.
Only those close to Richard were aware of his history with depression. He'd tried to take his own life 10 years earlier, but now, with his life in a downward spiral due to a claimed reduction in his role on air and a breakup in his long-term relationship, he'd succeeded. He was finally at peace. It's not known how Richard took his life. It's only known that he was found in his car on a lonely stretch of road in the Dandenongs by a park ranger. Richard was just 32. Tributes flowed in from across the entertainment world. Usually, when someone dies, the nicest things that can be said come out. Even those who many disliked when they were alive become kind in eulogies. But with Richard, the feeling was unanimous and overwhelming. He was the kindest human being anyone had ever met. So, yes, Richard Marsland's story is a sad one. But every cloud, well, you know. Loyal fans of the Get This radio show have created a charity in Richard's name. It's based on a joke from the show to have an entire month where everyone wears a cape to work, the month being called Caperl. Caperl is now in its third year of operation, having raised over $6,000 for depression awareness. And just this year, it was officially recognised by Beyond Blue as a depression initiative. I'm one of the people who has donated to Caperl. I'm one of Richard Marsland's fans. That's why I'm telling you all this. I cried when I found out that Richard died. I never knew that someone who I'd only ever heard could mean so much to me. On Get This, they used to play Toto's Africa as a joke. It's a ridiculous song, with lyrics such as, "Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti." As Richard once pointed out on the show, it's comparing a mountain to another mountain. But now, to me, the song represents Richard's memory. A hilarious song for a hilarious man.